Good morning. It's 8:44 a.m. October the 8th, 2019. 44 degrees. On 8:10. No. 10:08. That'd be 8:44. Anyway, it's a nippy morning this morning. It's not a lot of sun. Cloud cover is not 100%. It's not completely overcast, but right here, right now, it's pretty cloudy. It's pretty nippy. It's a little damp, so it feels colder. I'm trucking this morning. I'm just beating the sidewalk. I do not have a metronome going, but I can tell because I'm a little bit winded. I just had Rolling Stones in my earbuds here for the last quarter mile. Brown Sugar. I was tooling. I'm trying to build up a little bit of warmth. So yesterday was my spousal unit's my spousal unit's birthday, and we had not a day-long celebration, but there was pieces of it all day long. I made her go out to brunch with me. Well, she needs new shoes. The shoes that she's got are not providing the support she needs, so I got her a new pair. We got home, and there were birthday presents waiting. And then the one kid went to work, and the other kid came to visit, and we had much jocularity through the course of the afternoon and well into the evening. So it was a good day. It was a good day altogether. I didn't get as much writing done as I wanted. I got the writing done in the morning. I have not gotten any writing done yet today. I don't know how that's going to work out. But I've made some serious inroads into the missing pieces for Cape Grace. And I'm feeling quite good about that. Got a couple more that need to go in. And when I go through and read it back again from the beginning, I'm probably going to find more about it. In the meantime, I'm happy with the progress. If I can get this done by the end of the week, which is absolutely doable, I think, then I can hand it off to Karen, and I can start doing some more plotting for the next book, the first of the Barbarians books. I think it's going to be Hostage. I gave a lot of time yesterday in the podcast to act structures and that Japanese word that now is completely gone. Kenshoketsu or something. Oh yeah, she's wearing purple today. The petal pusher lady is no longer wearing petal pushers. She has a purple top that matches her purple cap. She asked me if I'm ready for Thursday. Thursday they're calling for snow. I don't know what's gonna happen to my sprinklers there. It's supposed to be a hard freeze. 12 degrees. And the guys aren't coming around to do the sprinklers, so I don't know quite what I'm going to do about that. sprinkler heads in the ground, it won't be a problem, but there's an air release valve that sticks above ground, and there's standing water in that pipe, and if it freezes, the pipe's going to burst. If I can drain it out a little bit. Shut it off at the valve in the ground and then open it up and see if I can't get it to drain back. We'll see what the weather forecast looks like coming forward here. But it's supposed to be really cold. So I'm a little bit anxious. Theoretically, I could have crossed in front of him, but so am I ready for Thursday? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I suppose. Second story. That's a big building. Move the doors. Got like 19 pallets of sheetrock here. They're gonna move that crap inside. Maybe it's sheetrock, maybe it's plywood. Tapping is them pounding on something on the roof over there. I don't know what it is. Trying to line something up, I think. They need a bigger hammer. Come on up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. One post. So I didn't walk last night. We were having such a good time, and by the time I realized what time it actually was, I hadn't even cleaned up the kitchen after dinner yet. So I did the kitchen dishes, I did took care of the, gave it a look at a promise and cleared off the worst of it. But And by the time I got the kid back home, it was close to 9:30. So I'm not going to spend 4 minutes walk, 40 minutes walking and screwing around. I just said, I'll make sure I get it in today. It was unfortunate because yesterday was a massively caloric day. I'm going to have to go easy today, try to balance out that calorie load. I weighed in the other morning, the other night actually, just before bed, and came in at an even 169, so I'm under the 170 threshold. It's slowly easing down. I'm happy with that. If we could keep moving down half a pound a week, so that'd be great. Get down to 165. That should help a great deal with my glucose. Certainly help a great deal with other health-related factors. Not that it's a weight is the only one, but the weight has such a big impact on my A1C, on the glucose load, that if I can keep that down, I can probably stay off from medication for the diabetes. The last time I was down here, my A1C had dropped to 5.8, so here's hoping. I got to go back again, and I think it's about 3 weeks. I think I picked like the second, third week of November. So, after this next round of travel, I got to go to Boulder on the 16th, and then Mile High Con for the 18th to the 20th. I'll have a few weeks, a couple weeks to recover a little bit. I tend to eat more when I'm on the road. I tend to have much worse sleep. When I go to cons, I tend to stay up too late, get up too early. I'm still reading The Wandering Engineer. I didn't watch anything yesterday on video. I didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And because I didn't walk, I didn't get my Marvelous Mrs. Maisel fix I used to last night. But the book is still, I think I'm into the fourth one now. I think so. Ghost Station. I think that's the one I'm reading now. I don't know what number it is, third one, fourth one, it doesn't matter. I'm still enjoying it. It's interesting to watch Hechtel grow as these books progress, to see, and still making a lot of newbie mistakes, but to see the mistakes that he's corrected, the things that he's not doing anymore. A lot fewer dialogue formatting issues. He still has problems with verb tense, but Honestly, I don't know if there's more of them or fewer of them. Still doesn't seem sentence. They'll have two sentences connected with an and the first one will be present tense, the second one will be past tense. And it's like, no, it doesn't make any sense. Dialogue is good. His dialogue is pretty spiffy. Give him that. I still like the characters. I still like the story. I like the change in setting. He keeps changing settings. I think this must be the fourth book. First, second, third. Yeah, third was Destiny. This is, I guess this is the fourth one. That's good. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to keep reading it. Heard from PC Herring this morning. He's going to be releasing a new novel with fresh covers for his Cerberus series. I think he's finally getting ready to put the sequel together. It's slow going. I'll let you know when it's out. If you haven't picked it up, it's a decent story. Let's see what else. I took a grocery run this morning. One of the things I needed to pick up at the grocery store yesterday was cat food. And so I made a long list of all things that I need to pick up, including a birthday cake and some ice cream and a bunch of stuff. And the one thing that didn't make it on the list was cat food. I thought, well, I'll remember cat food. No, I didn't. I didn't remember it at all. Didn't remember until I got home and went to feed the cats last night and realized there was one can left in the box. It's like, oh, crap. So I need to go get cat food, but I also need to pick up prescriptions. So I got taken care of today. Probably, like, immediately. And I'll come back and do the post. Take my boots off, settle in. But for now, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.